You're going to start it?
Yes!
Alrighty. I'm trying. I keep forgetting. What the hell? Come here. There you go. There you go. Marker. Okay. We're set. Where are our writing pads? No, it's not time. We've got 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Where are our notepads?
You know,
what the heck is going on around here?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops. I wish to call it over.
Call it over.
No, we can't do that. Sent a bill ready. Yesterday.
Needed. I just read on here.
I'm sorry. I have been super busy the last 2 months, so. And plus, we got our employee appreciation lunch. And I've been doing all sorts of stuff, so I have a good excuse.
Okay.
Just a little.
Yes, sir.
12 o'clock, right? Mm-hmm.
I would like to call this meeting of the Cure of Easttown Council to order and welcome everybody that's here. And with that being said, I'd like to turn the meeting over to the pastor and let him say a good word for us. Better us than Carolina Beach, but that's okay.
What's that?
Nothing.
Thank you. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for this day. We also, Lord, give you thanks for this community and all those who have been elected to do the business of this town. Lord, we pray your guidance tonight on these folks who make decisions. Continue to guide them in making good decisions that would benefit all residents here in Curie Beach and continue to move this community forward. And Lord, bless them with vision, with encouragement and enthusiasm as they would lead this town. This we pray in our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And for y'all who don't know Dan, he's the new pastor at the Lutheran Church. So everybody Amen. Say hello, go by and, you know, eat their food and whatever. Okay? Stand. Pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have we got any awards? No? Okay. I need the approval of the consent agenda, and I've got one thing to add. Item 7 will be the resignation of Joan Van Ham from the Marketing Committee, and we need to advertise for that position. Do I have a motion to adopt?
I make a motion to adopt.
Do I have a second?
Second.
As amended.
Yes. As amended.
As amended.
Okay. Second, I'm going to swear in. Adoption of the agenda.
I make a motion we adopt the agenda.
Second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
The agenda is adopted. Discussion and consideration of committee business. Oh, is anybody here to address council?
Yes.
What?
Did you sign up?
Well,
I'm
on the agenda.
For committee.
No, this is...
I'm sorry.
Oh, discussion, consideration of committee business. Yeah. Replacement of beach access is damaged by Hurricane Sandy. Slap.
Oh, now it's your turn.
Bring everybody up to what Sandy did on our entrances. We have three entrances that were The walkways themselves were intact, but the stairs and the platforms were gone. I think you have pictures on your, in your, I gave Nancy pictures so you could see what we had, and they were all gone. The stairs and some of the platforms. And we talked about the about them, and I don't think anything has to be done until beach renourishment is in place. Even if they were talked about doing something on a temporary basis and putting them on temporary, I would say just forget that and wait for beach renourishment and then do it at that time right up to date. So I just want to get your feel on that, you know, what you want to do.
I think Sunday talked to Nancy just a little bit about it, and depending on the beach renourishment and how much ramp we got left, it'll all work out.
I think it'll probably help renourishment too, without those being there. You know, they could get the stand a little closer. So logically speaking, it pays the way. Yeah. There are other entrances that people could use to get on the beach. So.
Could I ask a question?
Sure.
John, does it look like we'd have any money at all coming from FEMA to help with anything like the beach renourishment or anything like this?
You talking about from
because of Sandy?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Leighton Bledsoe said there might be a chance that we'll get a little extra, but he wasn't sure either. So he had a committee meeting here with the folks on
Marty, they didn't declare a state of emergency. No FEMA money's going to be coming.
No.
Yeah,
but he thinks we're going to get a little extra from the beach renourishment to fluff it up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Well, happy to take it. I mean, this is an expensive project to get those three, you know, ramps up and going. The other item, installed the tent. It came up public beach access signs in 23 locations. Mm-hmm. You have that in your packet also. Mm-hmm. And these are the signs that I'm talking about, just so everybody knows. There's 23 of them that we need, and I believe five of those are the ones that are gone because of Sandy. The next item would be the install public beach access number signs. These are these number signs. Okay, we need a total of 14. Five of them are going to be installed on the beach and land side that we didn't have anything on Atlantic Avenue. We're remarking those with a number so people will know exactly where they are on Atlantic Avenue. There was never a beach access number given to them. And when we did the map, we gave them numbers. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the first four are also lost by Sandy. They have to be replaced.
That is camera signs, right?
Yes, but we have to pay to make these.
I don't think we're giving the sign, but we do the hardware and the pole.
No, I think I understand it. Camera gives us these signs.
That's correct.
These signs, right there, we have to buy.
That's correct.
Yes. So we need a total of 14 of these. So they know. And
do you have a price for those?
No, I do not.
It's in your packet. The estimated cost is $600.
Oh, okay.
Thank that you. Was for 10, though.
Yeah, not 14. That's what I was going to
have.
Okay, but then we still have to replace the ones that are gone because of sin.
And that's in with the estimate for the access.
Okay,
so that's why it's broken up like that. When I did this, I just did overall signs that we need. Yeah. I didn't break them up, but I should have.
Yes, Craig.
Tony, if I can ask you a question, do they need to be a specific sign, or can that stuff be stenciled on the wood?
No, these have to be
a sign according to okay. And you say if we could just stencil it,
it's their entrances, and they want the public to know, and that's what the problem is. Like Ocean Dunes, there's a lot of private entrances.
Right.
And at times, Ocean Dunes gets a little annoyed
when people go up and use them, and they're not using the public access. So.
Tony?
Yes?
I'm going to interrupt you for a second. Now, the entrance, our entrance between the 2000 and the 21 building is open to everyone. I saw that at our meeting.
Oh, okay, good, great.
And so, just so anybody that's down that way, now the sign still says private, yeah, but you can use it, I promise you. It's okay. Supposed to be covered and open to public temporarily until things get back.
That's one more we got then.
Okay. Item number four, install two ramps at each access. And what are the ramps? One is the new beach access that they did off of Atlantic Avenue, and that's supposed to go to Beach Sand, but when they built it, there's like a 5-6 inch dip at the end. So instead of bringing sand every day, let's build a ramp that gets buffered into the sand so people on a wheelchair could go right into the sand. So that's one of the ramps.
Is it supposed to be a ramp anyway?
It is a ramp there, but it goes to Beach Sand, but at the end of the ramp that's built, there's like a 5-inch drop. People in wheelchairs cannot go past that.
Can you do that?
Yes, ma'am. When it was built to taper down onto the Beach Sand surface.
Have you got enough room to do it?
Over the period of the summer months and this fall, it's due to traffic, it's worn down. That's why there's a drop now.
And to fix it in a permanent installation is to add a piece of wood to make the ramp into the sand so we never have to worry about it. Especially that one. That's going to be used very heavily with people going because of the park and everything.
Are you going to add a 5-foot section to do the 1 and 12 or what?
Well, I guess it would be up to Sonny and John exactly what we would put there. I would like to have something like what we have on the emergency entrances, that kind. But if there's something better, there's nothing cut in stone, whatever they think is good, you know, for that area, that would be great.
This summer, it'll get covered up.
And the other area is by the lifeguard shack.
Yeah.
The four-wheelers on that entrance, the regular entrance that goes to the beach, it's very difficult for the four-wheelers to make that turn. Mm-hmm. Our four-wheelers, the fenders are just getting destroyed. So what we did, we cut the wood rail, so right next to that entrance, there's beach sand. But John told me that KMU would like us to put wood there to make it a permanent entrance. Mm-hmm. That our four-wheelers for lifeguards could use. And that is the second ramp that I talked about.
Mm-hmm. Do you have estimates in here?
There
are the two. I can't find it.
Nancy has a memo in the committee section. There's an estimate for each one, as well as the staff recommendation from John and Sonny on.
Now, at the time when they started, if John would like me to go to an outside contractor or help you go get estimates, just ask me. I'd be happy. If you want me to go get snow to give us a price when we get ready, I'll be happy to help you.
Okay. It's $3,400 for that one, for the ramps. And all of them are covered in draft resolution R12-08 for the funding, because Sonny doesn't have the funding right now.
But you're talking about taking it out of the contingency fund, mm-hmm. and
that's
I'm
right.
Just wondering if the one associated with the park can't come out of park money.
Yeah.
Well, what was told to me about that they're on a very tight financial schedule, and they don't have the extra funds to do that.
But that was part of the park.
Well, they do have it to the beach sand, is that the sand is gone. But,
correct.
You know, so it's a catch-22 there. They did go to the beach sand, and it's there.
They built it the way they were supposed to do.
Right, exactly.
The town took ownership of the new crosswalk and the boardwalk, So as far as that contractor is concerned, it is what it is.
But contractor aside, if Sonny does it, we have to pay for whatever he does. Can't we take it out of park money?
Well, at this point, it's not really part of the park project because that part was completed. So now it's just kind of a repair and maintenance kind of item.
Did you ever see it?
It's not part of the capital project.
Right. John, did you ever see it go to the sand? Because the first time I looked at it, I caught that and ran to Tony and said, look, that doesn't go down.
Yeah, it went to the sand.
It was always to the sand. It dissipated pretty quickly, though.
So that's I just want to let the five of you know what's happening and so everybody's aware of what's happening on the beach. Mm-hmm. The other item, the last item, is an estimate from September signs to clean and paint 44 wooden information signs. Here are the signs. You have a picture. These are the wood signs that are in different locations in town.
When's the last time those things were painted, Tony, or were they ever painted?
As far as I know, they were never. It was just natural wood.
Yeah.
Whoever did it originally, they carved all these letters into that wood and just put it up. I don't think they ever preserved that wood or whatever.
So you're going to clean it, paint it, and
what
see.
What we're going to do, this is something like a sample. What they're going to do is take all that wood off and they're going to spray a color right across the entire, to fill in all the letters. And then what they're going to do, they're going to sand the top of it. And then they're going to put polyurethane over that and then reinstall it. That's how they're going to do it. We don't know exactly if they get the job. They're going to sand one of them for me. With that wood being there so long, I don't know how light that wood is going to turn, mm-hmm. if it's going to turn at all. It might just say dark. Mm-hmm. So we were questioning the colors that we were going to pick. So we're going to wait until it's sanded and then myself and the chairperson, we're going to go there and see. So color is immaterial, but that's what we want to do because you really can't see those signs at all.
Yeah.
And it came out to 1981. And this I'd like to get this money out of the committee money to have that done.
And how many estimates did you get on that?
No, just him.
Just the one.
Mm-hmm. He did other work for us, and he was very fair. He's the one who did our little logos that are all over town. And he was the cheapest one with those logos. And in all honesty, I have a few places, but due to the fact I know him, and he's willing to do it, some of the contractors that I call, they don't even want to bother. It's nothing that they want to handle. So I need a motion from you guys to...
Yeah, it's only $45 a sign on that one.
I'll make a motion to approve it 1981 and get the sign.
A second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
And this is coming out of the contingency fund.
Committee.
This is strictly the committee.
Committee fund.
Okay. Fine.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you.
Okay, and I think that's all I have. Is there any questions that anybody want to ask me about anything, about the beach or whatever?
So he's asked us for four things, and Nancy points out we have to do a fifth thing. So do we want to do them one at a time or just all together?
All together.
Well, the other four are $10,000, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I'll just make a motion that we do them all together.
The motion that you made and all that, was that for all of them? Or
was that was 47
number
signs.
Five.
Just
number
for
five.
The fifth one.
Number
okay.
five. That was number five.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
The other stuff, the motion needs to be made that it's done after the season.
Yeah, I want to make a motion that we approve the other four items to be done after beach renourishment before the season begins.
Yeah, that would be fine with me.
Okay.
Well, that would be great.
Well, some of them were before that, right?
Do you need
I think even Sonny's recommendation wasn't for all, so it was for some temporary repairs.
Yeah, we
do it after the spring, right? So
right.
I think if you look, I think Nancy did a great job of kind of laying out what we should do. That's all. I'll be glad to add to your motion.
Go ahead.
You're okay with that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so.
I need a new motion.
Yeah.
Well, I withdraw my motion.
Number five is the only one we voted on.
Right.
That one's fine. We're good with that one. Mm-hmm. We agreed with it. Okay. So, make a motion that we concur with staff's recommendations, repair and replace stair access at the accesses 1207, 1255, and 1347 as a temporary fix. Make enhancements as per the SLAP committee request in the spring and replace signage.
Now, with that, just so I don't have any objection by not spending any money now.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in any discussion?
Your motion doesn't indicate where the money is coming from.
Yeah, that's why I'm
and it's coming from contingency.
It'll be from the contingency. That's exactly right.
I mean, we've really, really talked about beach renourishment over and over again. And this year, you know, we're only getting it in the Carolina Beach area. And that end, we're getting nothing in between for, what, 6, 9 years now? We haven't gotten anything in between, not since Betty was mayor.
Yep.
And so if we ever, ever do the beach, and even next time if we just do the two ends, and we need $1 million to put into that, our little $75,000 a year is not going to cover it. And I just cannot vote to take money out of that contingency for anything right now unless it's an extreme emergency.
So you're saying we're not going to upkeep the beach at all? Because all of this is upkeep to
the beach.
Crossovers and signage on the beach. Some of it required by CAMA. I mean, it's not like you can just say we're not going to take care of the beach. I agree with you on the financial issue, totally, but and I'm fine with however you vote. I think that's your vote, but we're going to take care of stuff in the town. We're going to have to. Especially the beach accesses, because that's what's going to get us the money in the long term. If we let it go down and then we go try to get money from the county or anywhere else, if they come down here and we haven't taken care of what we have, that's not going to help us, I think, for anyone, whoever we go to get money from.
In Arlen, we have nowhere else to get $10,000.
At this point in time, I guess in a year, it basically becomes just like a paper transaction. By the time we actually pay for this, we may have the funds to do it.
Right.
You know, property taxes, for example, by the time everything's collected, by that point in time when most property taxes will be collected, I assume the collection rate's going to be where it has been, you know, which is well over 99%. We actually budget at a lower rate to be conservative.
Sure.
So there's potential there that there's going to be additional revenue that we didn't budget.
Can't spend anymore.
As we sit here right now, I can't say that we'll definitely get it, but you know, there's really a chance that, you know, by the spring, we're not really using this contingency money.
Well, and if there's any left over, it goes back in there. That's the issue, right? So there's nowhere else to budget from right now.
Right, and with this, you're doing a resolution to move the money out of contingency. If we get to the end of the fiscal year and it hasn't been used or not all of it was used, we need to move it back.
Correct.
We'll do another resolution to move it back.
Right.
Otherwise, in our financial statements, we're going to have to identify it as a committed amount of money. So.
Right.
Also, you might have in the spring, a grant cycle might come up. It's hard to say. I mean, we had a grant cycle for $300,000, but we couldn't use it because we still had the grant open for the park. So as soon as that is closed, and if a grant cycle comes up, we'll apply for a grant. So maybe at that point, we could add all these things into the grant. But it's, you know, you never know when a grant cycle will come up. But if one comes up, we're going to jump on it and do whatever we have to do.
So can we leave your motion open and not indicate where the funds are coming from?
No.
Or do we have to say they'll come from contingency?
Well, I think if you're approved, we almost have to say where it's going to come from. And like I said, it's more at this point in time just kind of on paper. It's not necessarily that those contingency funds are going to be used because we may have other sources later. I mean, now it's just trying to get projects approved.
Right.
And to do that, we're going to be paying how they're going to pay for it.
Okay, well, Tony, meanwhile, I really ask you, please look for some grant funds.
Oh, absolutely. Grants are our friend, that's for sure.
Okay, so can I start over?
Yes.
We got lost. There you go. Okay. What's page 3 of Nancy's memo that I'm reading from so you can look at it? Okay. And I'm going to read a lot, Tony, if you don't interrupt me this time, so I'll get it all in,
okay.
Including where the money's coming from. Okay, repair and replace the stair accesses at three beach accesses, 1207, 1255, and 1347, as a temporary fix and make enhancements per the SLAP committee request in the spring. Replace signage. Install a CAMA sign in each of the 23 locations as requested. Install 10 public beach access number signs at the 5 locations. Purchase ramps to be installed next to the lifeguard shack and at the end of the ADA crossover on the boardwalk in front of the Oceanfront Park on Atlantic Avenue after beach renourishment. Adopt resolution R1208 transferring $10,000 from the contingency fund to the Public Works Streets and Sanitation budget for the above projects. That's my motion.
So I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Number 6, authorization to spend $1,500 from the committee budget to purchase 2 bike racks for the landscaping project on K Avenue and 3rd Avenue and install signs to mark the parking spot east of the landscaping for golf cart parking only. Nancy? It's Avery.
I wasn't sure if anyone from beautification was going to even be here or not, but this is in your section, last item in your section of the committee business. In 2010, council approved a landscaping project at K and 3rd to remove the poles and put in the trees that are there now and the roses and whatever that are. The agreement with DOT was that they would pay for all of that. We would handle some additional work getting the irrigation set up, and we would pay for bike racks and signage for one of those spots to be on the off track. So the request is that money to purchase 2 bike racks and the signage, and I don't expect it to even be $1,500, but I thought it would match it to $1,500 come out of community.
I thought we had a bike rack somewhere down it.
We need more.
When this first came up in the beautification committee, they said that we had a bike rack sitting down there in somebody's yard. I mean,
somebody's yard?
In like somebody's boneyard or something?
Yeah, the public works.
He didn't mention anything about having one.
Okay.
When we replaced a bunch of them with new ones, they had some old ones.
Right.
I don't know, that was 3 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I mean.
Unless he forgot about it at the time.
Any check on that, Nancy?
Or he cleaned up because Monson was going through. Right.
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, if you approve the motion as it is, it says up to, it doesn't mean you have to spend that full amount if he's got something.
But you can check with him and see if he has some more to fix them up.
The DOT's done with the project down there, so everything else is all
us.
They
need to come back and take
cones. No, they're not their cones, they're our cones.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, Sonny's going to take a tractor and get rid of those. So. Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'll make a motion to approve this for you.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
This is sort of off the subject, but I would really like to make a formal request of the beautification committee, and I can wait till after the motion if you want to do that. Doesn't have anything to do with this area.
Okay. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
I would like to make a formal request of the beautification committee to come to us no later than February with a specific site plan for the circle out here in front of the town hall and what they're going to do out there and how they're going to do it and what the cost will be to make that look more presentable.
What's our flag pole?
Where the flag pole is. Where the flag pole is.
I thought we decided.
Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry. I didn't know what circle you were talking about.
Discussion and consideration of department head business. Administration finance. Approval of town flag design for the Oceanfront Park.
And this is, I have a memo and some information in which part of your department head section of your agenda packet. Before I get started on that, I just want to bring you up to date real quickly on the commemorative opportunities that we started in August at the park. To date, our net revenue from that is $14,125. We have the four swings on the boardwalk. I'll have commemorative bluefish on them. People have sponsored those. And we have 49 bluefish orders. We have 25 of those in. We have the rest are routed out. We're waiting for the rain to stop long enough that we can actually get the bluefish installed. We get calls pretty much every day about the bluefish and about the benches. We don't have any takers on the benches yet, but I think once the park is finished and the spring comes along, we'll move along better with that. The other thing, again, in relation to the park, we have had some discussions, Jim and John and the mayor and myself, about when the park is completed, which will be before spring or summer. Do we want to have some kind of mini completion event, hot chocolate and cookies or something one afternoon, and then have a grand opening, preferably the Friday before the street festival, and have the grand people and any dignitaries that you want to invite? Or would it be best just to have one grand opening and not do anything between now and then? So I don't know if council has any preference or suggestions.
Any discussion? And I thought we'd have a soft opening for all the county people when it's finished.
That's fine. I mean,
what?
Never hurts to bring down here twice.
County people. What might is the county?
No, I mean, the county, all the our folks around it had something to do with the CAM and all those other guys.
Okay, in other words, all the donors.
Yeah, yeah,
all the grant.
Yeah.
Grant. So we're going to essentially buy them twice for two events.
That's fine. It's good to get them down here because we're going to need them later. So.
Yeah.
And we can use the funds from the commemorative opportunities.
Yes.
Now, why have it before the festival? Why not have it in conjunction with the festival?
It'll be the day before on a Friday.
Right. But the festival's on Saturday. We thought if we wanted our grant people from Raleigh or something.
I thought you said the week before.
No.
No, we were thinking maybe Friday, and then maybe that would give the people who are in Raleigh and wherever a chance to come down, and in conjunction with the festival.
Right.
Saturday. No, so that's not to take away from the festival.
Good idea.
Flags. Do you have some photos?
Yeah, we red or blue. Let's see.
The flagpole is going to be a tri-mast, so we had the thought to have a town flag designed. It's turned out to be a little bit of an expensive proposition. We just kind of did a basic, the logo, with a different color design, and in some cases adding, incorporating 1947. So I guess, number one, are you okay with the town flag? Number two, I need you to choose a design. Number three, the artwork and one flag is $400. We did get a quote for additional three flags and the artwork, which I'll do for $1,220. I think that's a good deal to at least start off, and funding will be out of our budget for that.
We got somebody to take the flag. We'll discuss that later.
Yeah, well, that's going to be one of the details. Who's going to maintain the flags?
Okay.
That's
Would you like us, does anybody want a flag? Anybody want a flag?
I'm fine with that, as long as that's really navy blue, not purple.
It's
the printer, the printer made it pretty purple, right?
You indicated two sizes in here. Is that for our decision, or were you suggesting a big one for the park and a smaller one for something else.
At the time when we were getting the estimates, we weren't quite sure which size flag we needed. We decided it needs to be a 4x6 to match the federal flag and the state flag. So it would be the larger size flag.
I think it would be nice if we had one in front of the town hall.
The town flag? Mm-hmm. We'd have to put another.
Well, you could fly it under the American flag.
Yep.
It's
yeah.
Got to fly under the
American flag. Yeah, you have to fly it under it. Does anybody got any preference for these? I like, you know, the white one in the Incorporated.
The blue one, we try to make it just similar blue in the U.S. flag. And the, mm-hmm. You know, it does kind of come out purple.
Either one's fine with me. I'm an engineer, they're both fine. So whichever one you guys like.
I mean, I like number five.
I like number four. Six.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
I like the one number five.
Yeah, the white.
Yeah.
Well, what you have behind you would be sort of what it would look like to provide.
Yeah. Correct. It goes along with everything we got, so.
Is this now the official one? I mean, I know we changed it last year or something. Is this the official one?
Official letter.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking if it's white, it may get dirty quicker and you may have to replace it more often.
It depends on what it's made out of. I don't think it'll get dirty that high up. So.
Well, your logo will stand out much more on the navy blue background than it will on anything else. Our logo.
So when do we need to decide by? Should we put a survey online or no. You guys up?
No.
Y'all flip a coin or does anybody else want to weigh in? So it's 1-1 right now. I'm not
I'll
interested.
I'll go with four. Is that different? I'll make it
different. I'm like blue. Ones. Well, I think three of them like blue, Dean, so I think it must
okay,
be.
Okay, I guess it'll be like four.
Do you want to think about it?
I think,
this one?
It'll be four.
I think blue with Incorporated, number four.
Number four.
Do you have a picture that you can just show us of that? What it would look like?
We have one.
You want to come look at it? Hey, can we pass
it around? I was just curious.
There you go.
Being
passed around.
There
you
go.
You have my
mic.
Number four. There you go. Is that enough direction, Amy?
After. Can I have a motion?
Yeah.
Make a motion. It's number four since I don't see where you guys are going.
Second.
Do we have any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Nancy. And while you're on the subject, Nancy, can you ask Sonny to remove the monument in front of Big Daddy's right after the holidays?
There it is. Yeah, turn to remove whatever is convenient for him.
Well, as in move, not remove, right? So move it.
He's going to remove it from there and move it to the park.
Okay,
yeah, the location's going to be changing.
Okay, thank
you.
Number four is
perfect. And you asked him to take care of that, David, or you or Nancy?
Nancy will have to
work with them.
Okay, yeah. Just don't let it slide.
Yeah.
Okay. I've asked Arlen to kind of give you an overview of where we are on the project budget in the park before we go into these change orders.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Since we're hopefully seeing the light at the end of the tunnel with the park. Okay. Hopefully. We are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
I actually gave you a summary. It's 6 pages long, but it's still a summary. If you start with the first page, that really provides just a summary of all the expenditures to date. And what's different with this and what I have been giving you every month is that this, at this point in time, includes the projected cost to complete the project. Mm-hmm. So what we're looking at this point in time is it looks like about $1,293,252 is the total project cost. I broke that down by the more significant vendors. There's a couple notes on there that are at the bottom of the sheet. What that would end up doing is putting us $37,747 under the approved budget, which is what we got approved back in March of 2000.
There's always
a button. We'll save the button.
Yeah, it's way up.
You haven't dropped yet? And, you know, I just wanted to highlight, too, that included in those numbers is about $11,000, almost $12,000 of legal-related expenses. Now, not actual legal expenses, but things like extra charges from Lyle Architecture for dealing with legal issues.
Could I ask about that? Is that legal issues we've already been through that have been resolved?
No.
Or is this his lawsuit, you know, from the original contractor that we're paying for, and why are we paying for his lawsuit?
We have to pay to defend ourselves.
No, I don't mean us. I mean defending him. Why?
No, we're not.
Because his bill shows legal fees.
Who's?
It says in here, you know, legal fees for Lyle.
Well, what he's billing us for, if he has to meet with the attorneys, our attorney, to discuss some of the issues or whatever, he's billing the town for that time.
Okay, this is not, just, doesn't have anything to do with the suit that was brought against his firm.
No, it has to do with the legal issues for the town.
Okay.
We can't pay anything like that.
Yeah, none of that will be eligible for, you know, grant reimbursement. Mm-hmm. And at this point, that's about, just about a little short of $12,000. But that does not include the legal fees, which are paid out of the general fund, and they're about $70,250 at this point. So that's not part of the project. But some of these others that are more construction-related are part of the project costs. But I just wanted to highlight that they're included in there. Okay. The other thing with Landmark, what that amounts I have there include change orders through number 8, which I know you haven't heard about those yet, but I was trying to do a worst-case scenario at this point. Mm-hmm. So that includes through change order 8. The pages behind that just gives a little more information, like in some cases we're over the contract amount, or the engineering services, or there's a rationale, so the reasons why that's the situation. Same thing with Lyle, where $8,300 over the contract amount for the various issues that have come up outside of the legal issue. So that kind of, those pages 1 through 4 kind of get the information on the expenditures to date, and again, what we expect to occur with, you know, the information we have as of today. On page 5, it kind of summarizes the project revenue. And there, you're looking at what we thought originally back in March of 2011 for the amount of grant funds that we were going to be using, how much financing we thought we were going to need. The next column provides what we've received to date. Third column is what I think we'll get between, let's say, today and the end of the project. So I tried to show there by grant how much of the grant we're actually using, and if you just flip back to page 6, you can kind of see that we, for the most part, have maxed out every grant, or anticipate maxing out the grant, except for the Clean Water Management grant, which, because the project estimated costs, or the contract costs for the stormwater system actually came in less than what the original grant was set up for, you know, 3 years ago. So overall, it looks like we'll use about 98.5% of the grant funds that were available to us. And then the other revenue that we have at this point is the loan that we took back in July of 2011, some interest that was earned on those funds, and then a little over $8,000 from New Hanover County Park Fund, which is what the council agreed to do with the remaining money back at the March 2012 meeting. So, what does that mean? That right now, it appears that we have sufficient funds to, you know, cover the project. But, you know, until we're actually reimbursed for everything, you never know what may be deemed to be ineligible by one of the grantors.
Do we think, we have any concerns with that, or?
Well, I'm going to throw out one. I don't know how much of a concern it is yet. We're still trying to get more information, but that's what the Clean Water Management grant. The most significant part is whether the pavers are going to be looked at as part of the stormwater system. All along, we were told they were. Recently, that became more of a question.
They questioned it?
Well, I guess what I've been told is that this project has, since it's been going on for so long, you know, since the grant was originally provided to us, they've lost more than half of their funding. Wherever possible, they're looking to get funds back.
Yep.
So, but they signed this grant, right?
Yeah, they signed it, but...
And is there anything in writing about the pavers in the letter?
Right, nothing that specifically says pavers. But again, all along it was that the pavers were part of the stormwater system, and that's why we were using those pervious pavers.
How much are the pavers?
$54,000.
Okay.
And does it talk, well, does it talk about pervious?
No.
Covering at all?
Not that I remember saying in there.
Okay.
So let's take a worst case scenario and say that doesn't get covered by the Clean Water Management grant. Well, then we're in a position where we're about $55,000 short on the project, and those funds, there's only one place for them to come. That would be from the general fund.
Well, you know, a couple, 3 years ago, they were giving us, trying to give money away to put pavers in.
Now, we're working, this grant is administered by engineering services for us. We're paying them to do that. So, Brian and the other person, Mark, from the board, have been, trying to feel this out, I guess. Unfortunately, I don't have an answer from them yet on whether.
I
think we're okay. Some of the dialogue is going back and forth, but we've had this with our other grants because the project has dragged on for so long. So we've really had to fight for every penny. And we were first told it wouldn't include it, and then we were told it would. And that's at the time we started doing the budget, so we included it in there. But it's really going to be more of a benefit. But
Brian,
we've been kind of bugging Brian to get this resolved.
Because
they are administrating this one, we're administrating
the other. Yeah. So I think the issue is we don't want to jump into this until we get a real answer. Right now, we're assuming it's in.
Right. Yeah, that's the assumption.
And we appreciate you highlighting it to us, but we shouldn't do anything.
Right.
Like go yell at someone.
No, because we're here.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that yet.
And
there may be a time, but not yet, right?
And it may be
right.
Yeah, I'll just make a little.
Yeah. Yeah, we should just let it work in process before we do anything.
And we've been, continually, work on getting, when we can submit requests, we're at a point, we've been doing that. We have one in with CAMA right now.
Okay.
That would pay us about, I think, around $125,000. Now they've had it for. Well, we're coming up on about 4 weeks and haven't heard a question, but we don't really know when we're going to get the money either. So,
okay.
So that overall is kind of where we are from a budget perspective on the project.
Good.
Well, anyway. Yeah. Okay. We'll talk to Riley about it.
Well, at this point, it's, see what.
That's right.
It may not even be an issue at all.
Right.
But I just felt I needed to mention that.
We don't use the big ding gun until we need it.
Okay. Yes, Jim.
Just to jog everybody's memory, it was them that wanted us to originally pay for the whole street in those days.
Yeah.
Right.
Then we talked them out of that, and they settled for just the parking area. So they've been the one that's been pushing the pavers the whole time.
Right.
So I think for them to say that we may end up paying for them, but for them to say no, it was never included in the plan, I think is a tough line to come up with and keep.
Right. Do we have that in writing?
How long was it they were? I mean, based on everything.
Yeah. Is that part of minutes or anything in a meeting? Do we have anything in writing about that? A letter to them or from us or?
There's probably something in 12 and a half feet of paperwork. And it's, I can start going through my stuff. But I know that it's come up in meetings. Whether it ended up in minutes, I don't know.
It did. It was in here.
Well, if it did and you can find that, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Well, the minute that they dropped the other shoe, that would be when we started taking it.
Anybody have any other questions?
Can you lead us to the change order, Tom?
Approval of motion.
I think Nancy would
Nancy's
like to do that.
Oh,
yeah. I don't even have one here, actually.
We have one.
I'll pass that off to you.
Again, we just wanted to give you that heads up. We didn't want to come to the meeting and say, oh, we're $38,000 on the budget, and then call you back next week and say, whoops, guess what? I'm not that concerned about it, but we've had it with Cardiff, and staff has changed, and it's not the original staff that was there when the grant first started, and so we just kind of have to dig out the paperwork and go back and say, hey, this is what you told us we can do. So, change orders. First one, revised change order number 6. This is also in your memo for me in your department head section of your agenda. Council approved a change order 6 in August in the amount of $29,267.40. When our finance officer went to pay one of the pay applications to Landmark that had this change order 6 on it, it was for a different amount. And it was in the amount of $34,126.40. So he raised the red flag. That's a difference of $4,859. So we talked with engineering services about it, and with Jim and John, the project lead. I think this was a matter of timing, is what happened. I don't know if I jumped the gun with bringing it to council too soon. This was the first change order we had on the project since the takeover. So our communication wasn't as good as it could have been. Everything that was on the revised change order had been brought to council and discussed with council prior to that. So it just ended up on 6 rather than going on to the next change order. Just to keep our records straight, I'm asking council to approve the revised change order 6 in that amount of $34,679.
Make a motion to approve change order number 6.
Second.
And discussion. John, explain to me again why we had the 5/8 panels of the T111 in the bathroom.
The initial one on change order 6, you'll see it again in the bathrooms on change order 7, I believe it is. The way the building was designed, they had one layer of 5/8 plywood on the roof.
Yep.
And the architect and the contractor raised a concern that when you put the roofing materials on, you're going to have nail holes all over the roof of your restroom. They asked us, would you like that? No, we wouldn't really like that. What alternatives could you give us? And that was alternative that the architect came up with, and subsequently, Jim and I approved it.
So this was the architect's mistake, or recommendation, or whatever it was?
I believe it was architect's recommendation, sir.
Well, I don't... he needs to eat that. We don't.
That's at 3521 right there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't heavy enough, you know, that was his flaw in his design. Other than that, I'm fine with it. We have a motion and a second. Would neither one of y'all like to amend that to try to pull this out of it?
So how are you proposing we get him to, as you said, eat it? I mean, our project lead already approved it because they wouldn't have done it without them approving it. So I don't know that you're going to get the architect or the builder to say, yeah, okay.
$3,500 shot
But I mean, he should have known that.
I'm not disagreeing with that part, right? But I mean, you know, his point, I'll let the project lead say, is that Cary Beach, you guys told me to do that and I did it. I'm not paying for it now. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but I know what if you're a businessman too. That's what they're going to say is, you know, your project lead told me to do that. You're paying me for it.
Well, and the way that it was presented to us, it basically, do you want the roof looking like a treehouse?
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not disagreeing with Dean's point that you should have designed it differently. But, I mean, I think you'd been paying for it if he had designed it that way anyway, right?
Yeah, did he know it was going to look like a treehouse when he designed it?
He didn't think about it.
Or they use longer panels because we're at the beach.
Approach it.
I mean, how did they know?
You have to use what your manufacturer requires
right.
on that roof material.
Yeah, but, I mean, did they notice it after the fact or he pointed it out from drawings?
The carpenter pointed it out.
So the carpenter pointed out. So I agree with you, the architect should have realized how long the nails were.
Mm-hmm. What is the standard roof thickness, John? Is it 3/8 or is it?
Standard roof thickness is 1/2 inch.
I'm sorry, it was it's what?
1/2 inch.
1/2 inch. So this is less than 1/2 inch?
No, sir. It's 5/8.
5/8 is more.
I thought it was.
But in your standard, like if you go up inside your attic, you see all the nail, right?
It's
an exposed roof, because and probably he's used to dealing with insulated roofs that you don't see. And if we go in our roofs, we'll go see the nail holes, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw them just this week.
I just think we should just
get in the grip.
Let that slide to the end of the project and pay the rest.
Well, it's
all that works.
You're going to have to. You can't just not pay the contractor. Now, if you want to try to go after the architect to get reimbursed for it, but as everyone else says, we have told the contractor to go ahead with this fix.
I kind of wasn't caught by Brian.
Every bit of this work on change order 6 has been completed.
Right. That's good.
Why doesn't our engineering catch it? Isn't that his job to catch stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean. We got two people.
Right. You've got the architect that designed the building, and you've got the engineer that's supposed to
and nobody called
run
it.
The job.
And nobody called it.
But the point that we're at now is the subcontractor completed the work
right.
with our authorization.
And that's right. He's been paid.
Well, he hasn't because we haven't. I guess maybe he hasn't. Yeah. We haven't approved the change order, so. Sort of.
Well, it's been paid.
Right.
I mean, it was approved for a different amount.
Right.
For 3,100, for 31,000, right?
31,000.
30. Well.
No, the
original
was
29, something. 29, yeah.
Right.
But when you pay the pay application with change order 6 on it.
Item number 6 on change order 6.
I don't remember if it was 100% of change order number 6
right.
that we paid for yet. But as John said, I mean, even if we had, they'd only done that work.
I mean, I think the change order pays the sub. I think if you want to go after the architect, that's a separate issue, and I don't know how we do that, but I'm sure Andy can figure out how to do that. But I think this change order is to pay the sub, and I think we have to do that. At least that's what I think. Maybe I'm wrong, but, I mean.
The change order is not to the sub. The change order is to the contractor.
Right, to the main contractor.
Yes.
But not the architect.
He was paying the sub.
Was any complaint made to the architect prior to this point?
I haven't complained to him, no.
You did?
I did not.
You did not? No one's complained to him.
About this specific item?
Yes.
As far as I know.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Does he know it's an issue?
Well, it's not, because no one's complained to him.
Well, like I said, I talked to him today or yesterday, and I complained to him.
And what did he say then?
Yeah.
He said what?
That's the answer they heard from school.
Well, you know, we got to figure out what we're going to do with it, because you got to remember, he's also one of our prime witnesses in this suit.
So, do I need to remake my motion that we approve change order 6 as recommended by staff? I'll remake a motion.
Your motion was to approve revised change order 6.
Yeah,
it's
second.
Already been done. It's already been seconded by
Okay, so can we vote or we need to discuss?
No, we've discussed it enough, I guess. Okay. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Can we make another motion asking the mayor to approach the architect? And our attorney can help in writing if we need to.
Nancy?
Change order 7. Jim and John, has this been reviewed with council on the audits and change order 7 in the amount of $10,199.90?
Now, has this work already been done also?
Part of it has, yes, sir. Once again, you see a number 1 there?
Yeah.
We are in the restroom building again. So at this time, we're talking about the knee walls, just above the CME walls. Why this building was designed open, I don't know, but it was given to us as an option. While we close all this up, paint it so it's more aesthetically pleasing. This work has not been done yet.
Okay.
And this is for the public restrooms, private restrooms?
Public restroom.
So item 1 hasn't been done.
Item 1 has not been done.
The architect told me that the ventilation system goes in and is paneled on both sides.
Well, I'm sorry, but the plans don't cover that.
Well, has anybody talked to the architect about this?
At length, earlier in the year.
In writing?
I would assume engineering services.
If it happens at one of our meetings, engineering services.
There's a cover somewhere.
John, what items in change order 7 have not been done?
Let's see. Number 4.
And number 1.
And number 1. Everything else has either been done or in the process of being done.
And so the initial plans didn't call for framing the interior knee wall?
Or? From the explanation that I got, the original plans did. They were taken out at some point before I got involved with this project.
Okay.
And then here we are. That was one of the conversations that I remember. And as far as the other change orders you see here, the explanation that I got was the plans didn't cover for any of this type of trim.
And why are we putting it back in? Because it's required?
It's not required, but if you want a good looking
building,
it is required, yes.
And did the architect indicate why it was taken out?
He indicated the engineering services, which, I don't know that it was ever in there. I was told that this is all stuff that was never covered before.
Jesus.
Is that what you were told?
That's my recollection.
Additional labor and materials to install 3/4 plywood on the inside of 8 foot 8 inch CMU wall to attach nuclear board to RC-10. So you're going to they're going to charge $10,000 to finish the bathroom.
Mr. Mayor, which one are you at? I'm sorry.
Change order number seven. It's going to be more than that. He's got still got some of it in number 8.
Yeah.
So the question on number 3, once again, another design flaw that was supposed to be sheathed with half inch plywood. the manufacturer's attachment requirement would have prohibited the cedar-shaped board to be attached correctly. And so they had to come in with a thicker plywood in order to maintain that attachment.
$1,391?
Yes, sir.
What happened to the other plywood? I mean, what? It wasn't trade or a deduction or anything? I mean, that seems like a huge amount of money for plywood. I mean, what happened to the half-inch plywood was supposed to go in there? Where did it? Why did it?
Can you find out if we can get a credit for the half-inch plywood since he didn't?
Sure. Yeah,
since he didn't use it, he went to three-quarter.
Yeah, I mean, and material to install 1x10 Aztec at Means and Eaves. Three-quarter at the fly rafter in front of the barrel truss. And what do y'all want to do?
I don't know, I have a problem paying for design flaws.
Well, John, can you go back and see how much credit we can get for some of the stuff that they've changed?
I'll find out.
Okay.
I'll find out.
5/8 inch 4x8 T11s. What was supposed to be there before that?
Nothing.
Okay. And so if we don't approve that $3,000, what happens to the look of the project?
Well, when you walk into the public restroom, mm-hmm. you're going to see
studs.
Wood frame walls everywhere. Pipes, furnace, anything you can think of.
Okay.
Lost mess.
I can, yeah.
I mean, I think I agree with you guys on we should try to get credit for anything that's a swap. Because in all of his RF requests for change, he doesn't show any of the credits for anything. Right. It's all his material. Now, maybe that's a differential, but he should explain it to you. But I think the change order is, I don't know how you approve a change order and hold out for...
Well, where you see AZEC trim material,
mm-hmm.
yep.
that's stuff that wasn't included in the original plans.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about like the three-quarter plywood on number three and stuff like that, right?
Definitely understand
So the
that.
Material, if you look back through, there's one of these for each line item, right? An RFP, although I can't always match them all up. But and then the materials, it doesn't show a credit, which doesn't mean he's not giving it because he only showed materials $479. It does, I don't know how many pieces of plywood that is, but you know.
It's a lot.
Yeah, no.
It's up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's probably. I assume
there's a stack of plywood
that
down
plywood
there.
That plywood was about $40 a sheet.
Yeah.
Well, there's a stack of plywood down there now. It's this high. It's just sitting there. It's been there for 6 months.
But I think the issue for the council is. You need to go back to them. Any of them that are replacements for something was there, he should show the credit and debit of the different materials.
And I'm sure he has to the engineer, but for some reason I'm not yet forwarded that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if he summed them out, that's fine, I guess, but it's not obvious to what he gave us
no.
for us to then at least feel like we're doing our job of protecting the town's money.
Yes, sir.
Right? And so it's pretty hard for us to approve when, okay, guy, we know there's some material specified in here that you should show an offset for. It could be just how he's presenting it. I don't know, but it would sure help the council if he did it that way. And then the question to Arlen is, which one do you need or not need to keep moving forward?
We need all of them to keep moving forward.
Before the 18th.
Right. I mean, they'll submit another payment request the
right.
first week in December.
I mean, did you ask him... What kind of where the plywood was, or
we haven't had any problems with them giving us reasonable deductions for any kind of changes that we've had. So, no, I haven't asked them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a builder, so I can't say how out of line or in line it is, but based on big projects, it's in line with what I've seen on other stuff. I'm not saying that makes it right. I'm just saying that's why I don't feel that freaked out about it. But I understand from your guys' point that, look, you should show some credits. And I certainly understand that.
Well, there is a credit.
I want to change that. Number six, not in 7 and 8.
Yeah, not that I could find in 7 and 8. But he could have just, you know, zeroed it out. I don't know. Because it doesn't show how many pieces of stuff it is, right?
Yeah.
The problem I see that the
architect
was fitting.
On RC number 11, there's a credit.
Yes.
Steve?
Is that the $64?
Yeah. It's only 10%, but it's a credit for material shown on plan. So at least one of them has a credit.
Okay.
But none of the rest of them do, which is, that sort of makes it even more questionable.
Well, do we approve it except for that? I mean, I need to get some of it. If we want this thing to be finished on time.
Well, Arlen, you said that we were going to maybe come $37,000 under budget for this project. Did that include these change orders?
Yeah, they're
okay,
all there.
Well,
yeah.
Then I make a motion that we go ahead and approve the change orders as presented to us by staff and ask John to go back and see if there's some credits there that we can get.
Yeah, and I'll second that. And for the ones that are material changes, you should ask him one by one, and he should give something to you.
Yeah.
I'm sure we do. And
okay.
As soon as I get it, it'll be forwarded to y'all.
That's fair. Okay. I'll second Steve's motion.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor.
And this was for change order 7 and 8 that's presented?
Yeah.
Yes.
For, is it 7 and 8?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
because
we already
did 6. Okay. All in favor? Signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay, authorization to close town hall for the day at noon on Wednesday.
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, November 21st.
Yes, I should have done this last month. Traditionally, council has done it in the past for the day that we have the employee appreciation luncheon. Close town hall at noon and allow employees to go to the luncheon and then not return for the day.
Are all of them planning to work tomorrow in case we say no?
No, but I'll be
here. Nice.
But does the public know that we're going to have kind of already put it on the website before we approve it, or have we kind of given them some advance notice instead of showing up tomorrow at 12 and
I think it is on the website.
It was on the calendar.
Okay, yeah. So you were hoping we approved it anyway.
Yeah,
but the word's out there, right?
This is my fault. I missed it last month. I should have I'll tell you I have any problems.
You weren't here last month.
So the rest was
Yeah, you weren't here last month.
You weren't here last month. I missed
it. Well, I should have had it on the agenda.
Yeah. Make a motion to approve the afternoon of the 21st.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor to approve closing town hall for half a day on Wednesday or whatever, at noon on Wednesday. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Okay. Now, Nancy, you want to...
Again, I just brought this up traditionally in the past, depending on when the meeting was in December. Sometimes the council members wanted it rescheduled due to travel plans or whatever, so I thought we'd just check.
Anybody going out of town?
In advance.
No.
It's the week before. I have a colonoscopy the next day, so I may not be here for
Never mind.
It's perfect.
Never mind. No.
Put a speaker in the restrooms.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope y'all going to different doctors.
I'm right. Okay.
So the 18th is okay?
18th is fine.
Yes, we're good.
So no action on E?
The 18th said we're good.
Yeah. We're good.
This is no action?
Yes.
Okay. And then F, date for retreat. Again, this is, I'm just bringing up now, traditionally, council has held a retreat in January, February. So I'm bringing it to your attention if you want a retreat, and if you do, and I gave you some dates.
Yes.
I'm waiting to hear from some of the department heads about their availability for these retreats also.
Where's it going to be here?
That's That's up to council where you want it to be.
Can we do a debate at the base again? I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was nice.
Y'all want to have a retreat?
Yes.
About the park?
Yeah, we'll have it at the park.
Might be a little cold.
Nancy, how many want to have a retreat? Do you want to have a retreat? You?
Sure, fun.
Yes.
Watch out, you going to have a retreat?
If y'all do, I'll go.
Yeah, I'm fine too, dude. So when will you know dates? So we're going to approve it in the next meeting? Is that the issue?
Let's approve it in December.
Yes, yes, that's why.
Okay, good.
This week. So there will be a retreat, and then we'll have it on the council agenda again in December.
Okay, to choose
a date.
Meanwhile, check your emails and
respond. Okay, thank you, Nancy.
And I think that's it for me.
All right, thank you. Building Department, Oceanfront Park Construction Update.
A couple of things real quick. We are moving along. It is going slow, a lot slower than anybody wants or expects. The main problem for the lack of being more complete is the site crew. They go one step forward, two steps back constantly. Anyway, long story short, I was given a new schedule today. Their substantial building completion date is supposed to be December 7th. And then 14 additional days to finish up the road work afterwards. I expressed to them, and also to Brian, that council is not willing to give any more time extensions at this point. And we are planning on having our New Year's Eve celebration at the park site. Yeah. And they understood, Stan. They are assuring me that it will be done when they say. And that's that. Does anybody have any questions about what's going on over there?
So are they asking for an extension, or are they just telling us because...
At this point, the last day I saw was November 27th. I was just handed the schedule today that even our engineer had it.
December 2nd.
December
2nd. Yeah, we did get an extension. So, 2 weeks.
To the 2nd, right.
So yeah. Apparently they're asking for 5 days right now. Like I said, I was handed the schedule this afternoon at about 2:30. The Brian Cox, our engineer, hadn't even seen the schedule at that point.
Now, are they asking for the extension? Because I haven't seen this.
He handed it to me and said, here's what the schedule is.
Who handed it to you? The old man?
Contractor, Mike Price.
He didn't ask you anything. He just said, this is what it is.
Yep.
Yeah, see. Go to the engineer. That doesn't totally close, right? So either they ask or they start paying $120.
I wasn't able to get up with Brian.
Right.
That's
fine.
This all happened in the last couple hours.
That's fine. So, but
$100 a day or $120?
$150, I think.
I don't know the exact number.
Where are they at with the pavers, John? Coming in front of the building.
There are some areas that will have to be pulled up and redone.
That's what I thought.
So I'll just leave it at that. They're probably 50% complete on the park side itself. They still have to go across the road. Still have to pave the road. They still have to score the road. They still have to pave over the road again. There's a lot of work to do. And it's like, you know, one day we'll have 14 guys out there and doing 14 different things. The next day it's three guys out there. I've never seen a job run like that, of course.
Do you have that in any of your notes? That contractor only showed up with three guys on Tuesday.
Do I have that in my notes?
Yeah, I mean,
no, really.
So when they ask for this extension, we'll ask them, well, where was the other 11 guys?
Is the paver guy down there, John?
It should be in LC's notes.
It should be in LC's notes.
Okay.
The paver guy was not down there today, I don't believe.
I think so. How about the roofing guy? Did he finish the barrel roof?
Barrel roof is not completed.
Now, originally, we had talked about pavers being engraved like the fish are. Are we still doing that, or are these pavers not going to be engraved?
I don't think anybody's asked to engrave any. I think they need to get them down first, and then we pick them up and put them back in as they sell them.
Well, that was the reason that we picked the design that we did, was so they could be removed. And
so they can be removed easily and engraved.
Yeah, they're not interlocking.
Okay. They're not.
I can't wait for it to be done. I'm sure y'all can.
You can let Brian know that we're not going to be entertaining any extensions.
I already know.
Okay.
Yeah. I will again tomorrow morning. Any other questions about Mark? Wanted to update you on something else. about a year ago, at the request of Ms. Warrington, petitioned the FEMA community for a audit of our town files as far as in regards to our floodplain. And the reason for that was to apply into the CRS program, the Community Rating Program, which basically means that you would you're held to some higher requirements as far as maintenance of your records and different things like that. In return, some of our homeowners could enjoy the benefits of as much as a 5% discount in flood rates.
Yes.
The, for lack of better terms, the auditor has come down 4 times now, the most recent being this past Thursday. She's been through over 100 files. On her third visit, she pointed out 20 files and that she said had issues. As of Thursday, we brought that 20 files down to about 3 files that are possibly have issues, according to her. So right now, I just wanted to bring you an update on that. If we have all the issues worked out, we would be eligible to apply for our CRS program, but it would put an additional workload on me and my department. So as we get closer to that, I can bring you another update. So,
is this questions? Additional work that Josie can help with?
Josie would be able to assist with part of that work with this, ma'am.
You get close to budget time. Mm-hmm.
And did the person who came down last Thursday have any comments about what the possibility is of the Curie Beach?
Well, her comments have always been that we are a very good candidate for this program, and she said we're much better off than other communities in relation to size and what we have going on.
John, what's the name of the program again?
CRS, Community Rating System.
Okay. And just for a couple of people who may not have been here a year ago, it does not cost the town anything to apply for it or be a member of it or anything like that?
It does not cost us to apply for it, to be a member of it. It just
your time.
Cost me a lot of my time. Yeah. And
right
here, I'm not supportive of going into this program.
But it will help our residents. Maybe. Right?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
You'll have
maybe it would be good to.
Stand, yeah.
Maybe it would be good to ask her to give us some sort of report on how many residents this could help and, you know, some sort of monetary thing, what would be the type of savings they would have and things like that. In fact, it would be nice if she would come and meet the council.
That's what I'm going to say.
Tell her to come to the meeting.
Tell her to come to the meeting.
John.
Yes.
Is there any other questions?
Fire department. Police department. Where are they out there? Public works. Discussion and consideration of old business. Discussion and consideration of new business. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So
moved.
Second.
Actually.
Oh, Lord. Are you going to?
I forgot something.
Oh. Can't withdraw a motion, Fred.
We had our holiday. What do we call a holiday show down there at Christmas. Bay Avenue? That's going to be the 7th, 8th, and 9th. So, council needs to approve K Avenue being completely shut down for the 6th through the 10th in order for this show to be put on in front of here.
6th through the 10th?
Yes, sir. We're going to have to set everything up that Thursday, which is the 6th. Show's going to be Friday the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and Monday would be the 10th.
But are they going to do what they did before where...
So
Be closing the whole time, or are they doing something different?
Typically, we only close the west side.
Right.
People are able to filter through.
Right.
Well, Atlantic Avenue is shut down.
Oh, Atlantic Avenue. Ah.
Hopefully, we'll be able to mitigate that and create some way, kind of way to go through. Right now, that's kind of what Harold has planned. And kind of caught me off guard. I thought we had planned on having it over at the fire department from here on out. But so, because it is a road closure, council needs to approve that. Or do any other
grants somewhere else, like the partners.
Yeah, they've done it at the fire department before.
And all the advertising's already gone out.
Says it's downtown. See this park guy hoses one more time, right?
Well, isn't it good for the businesses down there?
Actually, I hear more complaints on it.
Oh, you do? Never mind.
But that's primarily because they can't get people in there to eat during the day.
They have not tomorrow. Okay. At night they're happy, but during the day they're not.
It's another one of those things. It's just.
Well, now they're going to get three days a show?
We're going to do a Friday night, Saturday night, and a Sunday night.
Why can't that be cut back? Why are we doing three? Well, we've been doing just a couple or one.
They've done three the last couple of years.
Really?
Three? Yeah, except it rained out.
If it rains, can we open the street?
No, because all the crap will be down.
Yes.
There. Jesus.
Okay. You didn't let anybody.
No, it's going to be a pain as far as the parking goes, traffic flow, and also even the work on the site. I got to sit down with them and find out what they're going to plan on doing.
Well, they'll just come in the other way.
But it's only 3 days really that's affecting them, whereas it's going to affect the town in general for 5 days.
Do they work on the weekends?
They have been going down to work on some Saturdays, yes, ma'am.
They probably will start charging.
There's no way that's going to be
done by the 5th, right?
At that time. Yeah.
The west side, there might be a single lane that might be able to open up prior to.
Atlantic can go down. They don't need that. They don't need it.
If you take out the center parking during the day, so can you move everything, Tony? I can't remember how it sits down there during the day so you could have it open. And just take out the center parking?
You can take out the center parking, but you still.
You have to close it all.
You just have to move everything up. No, well, the trailers sit up on that lot, so it's just all the seating and everything. But if you moved it during the day, so at least during the day it was open.
The trailer's on the
driveway.
I had a discussion with Sonny today on that subject. The trailers sit in the parking spots.
Yeah.
Sonny's estimate was that once the fencing and Santa's chair and everything, it'll be darn near in the middle of the existing street.
Yeah.
So it may be possible to eliminate the parking on that side, and except for the show nights and everything, to have enough room.
Yeah, but they got to block the parking off in time to get all the cars out of there. I mean,
it's for the children.
You call Mike. Who said that?
Make a motion. I've got one more thing I gotta go.
Jesus.
Wow.
I had it all wrote down. Yeah. I don't know why. Okay. I forgot it.
Okay, yeah. I make a motion. We close the street for the Christmas.
And I second
festival. Yeah.
We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion? Hearing none. That's right.
Last thing has to do with the park again. Forgot all about it.
Let's go.
Well,
I don't think.
No, we're going
to vote on.
Yeah, all in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Yeah, the same park. The original plans we had on the north side of the park, you had a 6-foot chain link fence.
Oh, yeah.
That was supposed to be pulled out and demolished along with demolition. That was taken out. On the back side, you have about 50 foot of chain link fence. That's supposed to be taken out and demolished. What is supposed to be returned is a 4-foot high type of metal picket fence that's going to go 50 feet down the back property line, come up 50 feet towards the public restrooms, and tie back into the public restrooms.
Right.
The point of that fence was to barrier off the top lot. My question is, does council want to look into running that 4-foot picket fence down the entire backside of the property, which would be an additional 150 feet of fencing?
No.
How about
it's something that could come back
Until they get the grade set where it's supposed to be, I don't see doing it.
And also out to Atlantic.
Well, it ties back into the building right now, but yeah, we could run it all
goes
way
back
down
into
to Atlantic
the corner
also.
Of the building to the back, down back in.
So right now, you don't want to look
no.
down that?
No.
Okay.
I want to find
we have had this discussion with you guys before, and it's been no fence. We just want to make sure.
Thank you, Jim.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Jim.
Anything I can do to help.
Do I have a motion to adjourn? You made a motion. He seconded it.
Yes. Wait, now we just need a vote to adjourn, and we're ready to go.
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Bye.
We approve this, but you need to sign it for Nancy.
That's
going to move the money.
Because they're too confusing.
Oh, you need to check it for real.
Oh, yes, hold on.